Now, we were talking about education before the break, and an instructor on the course is here in studio with us to talk more about it. You're very welcome, Morris.
Thank you very much.
What an interesting job to be chair of the Screen Directors Guild of Ireland.
Yeah, I keep saying they haven't found me out yet, so that's
No, but that does sound like a really... We must have... loads of screenwriters in Ireland.
I'm primarily a director of drama and documentary, but obviously we work very closely with screenwriters from a very early stage. So as part of the course that started last year, I'm kind of helping the students one-on-one and in class, really developing their scripts from my point of view as a director and how a director would interpret them. How to rewrite their scripts, how to interpret their own scripts, and kind of prepare ideas for documentary, drama, feature film. We're near the end of the course this year, and I was looking at the scripts this morning, and they're industry ready from where these guys started out last September. And they're really strong. They're up there, and a lot of them I would have high hopes for. It's a difficult time with the industry at the moment, but there's a great quality. And I suppose that's what the course is about. It's kind of taking 40 weeks out of your year for something that you've probably put on the long finger for a long time. We all say there's a novel or a script within us. This is the year to go do it and experiment with it.
Fantastic. And so this will be the second year of it. So you were just telling me before we came on air that the current crop are about to, they're kind of wrapping up now. What next for them? I mean, will any of them actually see their scripts come to fruition?
I hope so. There's some really strong ideas in there, both in documentary, actually, which I think a lot of them weren't expecting to do. There was some had come in with a very fixed idea of a feature film, and now they're walking away with three episodes of a detective drama set in the 40s, which is brilliant. There's very local stories. But they've been asked to... It's the thing about creativity and writing and this industry, it's about investigating your ideas as fully as you can. It's not about just putting it on the page. It's examining why you're making creative decisions. And the more a script is thought through, developed, nurtured by the writer, the more chance it has at being successful. I mean, you don't have to have a degree to present a script. You don't, you know, you can do a one-year course, you can write your script and present it. Producers all over the world, and it's international now, it's not just Ireland, are looking for ideas. And Ireland, being English-speaking, you know, has that advantage of producers wanting to know what's coming out. And it is getting better. We've seen from the likes of Indigenous films, like on Colleen Kuhn, that there is possibility for small films to break out.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've a good history of that here in Kerry as well. The likes of Alva Keoghan and people like that coming out here in Kerry. And what kind of people went on this course, Morris? Did they come from all aspects of life?
Yeah, all over. I mean, we graduates from UCL, UCD, people who hadn't been to college, people are coming to it as more mature students, mixed that with kind of 21-year-olds, 19-year-olds from across the country, Dublin, Cork, Kerry, Limerick, Britain. And I think it's that it's kind of 14 in the class. So it's kind of, you read your scripts to other people. There's no hiding in the corner, you know. You have to present your scripts. There's a kind of a thorough criticism read through, all with the best intentions, of making that script better all the time. So they're always aware, and it's almost like a writer's room in that respect. It's great, which is how a lot of the industry works now. Like, scripts are open to interpretation and criticism, and they're encouraged to, I suppose, to open themselves up.
Yeah.
And it's that idea of being able to drill down into your own work and that decision making process in creativity, that you get a chance to do that. And that, I think, really feeds into the scripts I'm reading this morning and then over the next few days as they come to the end, that they're genuinely up there. Like, I think some of them have a great chance.
But they've probably been working on the one script all year.
They've been working on, I'd say, two or three.
All right, okay. Yeah.
So there's some to have a feature script done, also along with a pilot for a TV. There's some have a really good, what we call a pitch deck and documentary, basically a kind of a treatment of what the subject matter is, how I would film it, who would we approach. And, you know, as a person who works kind of regularly in documentaries, they're up... There are some great ideas there. I mean, there's no denying it's a competitive industry. Mm-hmm. But good ideas went through in the end.
They do. I think. Yeah. 14 places on the course.
14 places, yeah.
So how, I presume you get a lot more applications than there are places.
You do. we had a good few last year. I imagine we'll get more this year. It'll be an interview process. You don't have to have written a script before. You can come from any background. I think it's a nice to have a mixture of people who have done some writing before to others who really have wanted to do it but haven't had maybe the courage or the time to investigate it. But what's also important, of course, is kind of working with myself and people like Jared Barrett, who are working directors and writers, because it's... we're able to inform them what the industry's like. It's not a kind of imaginary view of you write this, it'll all be successful. But it is encouraging them to just be themselves creatively and just kind of draw on their own inspirations, you know. And I think what's been really interesting is finding out some have come in with certain ideas and they've left with totally different ones. And that it's, and I think they've seen them being inspired has been absolutely amazing. And it's a unique course in that respect. There's nowhere in the country. I mean, there are film courses over 4 years, but there's nowhere in the country specifically dedicated to this part of the industry, which is probably the most important.
Screenwriting.
Screenwriting idea development.
Yeah, you see, I, like you said at the outset, Morris, I think a lot of people say, oh, you know, there might be a book in me, but it's not something, if you're a writer and you have an inclination towards writing, you probably automatically think, oh, a book or a novel or fiction, yeah, or whatever. But I would imagine that screenwriting is a very different type of discipline.
Yeah.
Because you're writing for something that's visual.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a craft and you've got to learn to be economic with your words. You've got to learn to get the idea as quick as possibly across without being too convoluted about it. There's a great saying in scriptwriting, keep it simple, stupid. You know? But it's that idea that simplicity is a really hard thing to attain. But I think once you gain that craft, and you can see the confidence growing in the students we've had this year, mm-hmm, that they really have improved. And that kind of open class talking, that open read-throughs, the kind of the talk through characters, plot development, stuff like that, really informs all of them individually, you know? And it's a creative, it's just a really creative space, to be honest with you. And it's, there's not many places you can do that. It's also a great chance, you should be allowed to fail sometimes in your, mm-hmm, scripts, and there's not enough of that. And I think a course like this allows you, right, that's not working, I'm going to start this again, you know?
Yeah.
And there's not enough of that in the industry, because you're expected once you're out to produce to a high level. But I think they're learning their craft within the year really, really well.
So you'd be based here in Tralee?
In Tralee, in Kerry College, yeah.
In Kerry College. And it is full-time, so you can't...
It is full-time, yeah. It's 40 weeks.
The evening, yeah.
It's paid training and there's a weekly allowance, living allowance. So... that's certainly tempting. I think I've applied myself.
I was going to say, I think it'll be seriously oversubscribed. So, again, I presume 14 people doing it now, so there'll only be another 14 places.
I think so, yeah. At the moment. I mean, I think it's because of its uniqueness. And I just want to mention Owen O'Donnell, Conor Sullivan and John O'Hurley were kind of pivotal in getting this off the ground. And I hope it springboards into other places around the country, because I think there's room for this. But it's kind of a... it's a pilot in that sense for the rest of the country, I think. And I think you might see industry professionals wanting to do this down the line, you know?
Yeah. Okay, very interesting. Actually, you used the term the writer's room earlier, and that's a term I heard Alva Keoghan use when she was here on the show talking about some projects she's involved in. What is that?
It's rather than one writer, it's a room of writers writing together. It's very much based on the American comedy model, but now it's kind of used a lot for drama series where it's a big turnover of stuff. It's basically a room, 10 people in this room sitting around, right, we're opening a film, you take the end, you take the...
brainstorming.
It's a workshop in a lot of ways. And a lot of the class is one-on-one workshops. You have time to develop your own stuff. And then there's obviously kind of academic stuff you need to learn about, script writing, the history of documentary, the history of film to a certain extent. But it's practical in that sense. It's do it and do it.
Yeah, leave your ego at the door, though.
Oh, yeah.
Big time, I'd imagine. So how can people apply?
If they go on to wwcdft.com, and the details will be up there. That's Content Development for Film and Television in Kerry College. So,
CDF...
FTV.com.
Okay. And you don't, you can be of any age and any background.
Absolutely anyone.
But it is full time.
Yeah.
It is a full-time course. Okay, very good. Listen, great to talk to you. And we might get you in another day and you might talk to us a little bit about other projects you've been involved in, because I'd say you've some good stories and life experience and work experience that the listeners would find fascinating. So we're going to nail you down for that another day, Maurice.
No problem.
Now that we have you here. And thanks so much. And I've a feeling you'll be you'll have plenty of applications for that particular course. So that's CDFTV.com to find out more, or Kerry College.